This is KCUR 89.3. Genetics is the name of the game for U.S. ranchers who are building up their beef herds after a dip in cattle numbers this past few years. And one of their critical needs is bull semen. For Harvest Public Media, Christopher Houston explains how there's a growing demand for the most basic step in beef production.
Missouri rancher Brian Bell traveled to North Dakota for a cattle auction in February. Like many of the hundreds of attendees, he had his eye on a specific Angus bull, a bull named Elation.
Perfect footed, perfect uddered, fertile. You know, these cattle will have some longevity and will stay in people's herd and allow them to be profitable.
Elation is descended from a famous family of beef cattle and has the genetic recipe for efficient meat production. Bell teamed up with Oklahoma rancher David Bogle to make a play for Elation.
At the end, there was three people bidding on the bull. One was from overseas and then two in the States. David jumped the last bid, I think, by $50,000, and that was the deal sealer there.
The final price set a world record for a bull.
We paid $800,000 for the bull.
So a lot of people would be like, $800,000 for an animal, that seems crazy to me. Why is this animal worth $800,000?
It's an investment in our herds. Also, we'll sell semen and throughout the world and hopefully help pay for the bull.
Oh, the semen. I'll introduce you to Elation in a few minutes, but first, let's understand why this investment was so monumental for the beef industry. While some dairy cows have been auctioned for more than $1 million for their genetics, the beef cattle industry is turning a corner with bull genetics.
The demand there is primarily because we have the best genetics in the world.
That's Gordon Doak, President Emeritus of the National Association of Animal Breeders. It is indeed a global market. 2.5 million samples of beef semen were sold in the U.S. last year. That's double from 2010. And exports for dairy and beef cattle semen hit a record high in 2017, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. You can even buy bull semen on Amazon now. Really? Doak says the product is simply improving as the science improves.
While the bull they used 2 years ago, they're not going to use him again. There's new ones coming online all the time that have better genetics.
And that brings us back to Elation, the prize bull who now lives in Des Moines, Iowa. I had to see this $800,000 animal. I drove 230 miles to a large open-air barn. Elation, a tall, perky bull, greeted me right at the gate to his pen.
He's always the first bull you bring the feed pans in. He's always bouncing around in the front of the gate waiting. He's always vocal.
Isaiah Schnurman is Elation's caretaker. Elation lives with about a dozen other bulls. Schnurman says Elation is treated like a star athlete. He spends most of his time in a large pen that has indoor-outdoor access. He exercises. He has a mineral tub to lick and a large tire full of hay to snack on. Once a month, a chiropractor visits him. And on Mondays and Thursdays, his semen is collected.
So a teaser mount right now for us is a steer that is willing to stand and let the bull mount just as if they were in the pasture to breed a cow.
A steer is a castrated bull, and suffice it to say, the sample collection process is fairly mechanical. Most Angus semen fetches $20 to $25 per sample. Elation semen is selling for $50, and there's a waiting list from cattle ranchers across the world. Co-owner Brian Bell says he's already sold 4,500 samples, and his investment in Elation could be paid off in 1 to 3 years, depending on how tasty the possibly hundreds or thousands of calves the bull could sire are.
That's the most important part, because ultimately that's our customer, right? In the beef world, we're trying to grow beef. Whether it's at a high-end restaurant or they're picking it out of the meat department at a grocery store, that's our customer.
Elation will get a summer vacation in North Dakota to spend some pasture time with cows for old-fashioned fun. And while he will likely never meet many of his offspring, there is a bigger chance many shoppers will meet them in the grocery store, since his genetics will shape the beef herds for years to come. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media, which is based here at KCUR 89.3, reports on farm and food issues in collaboration with public media stations across the Midwest. For more information, go to harvestpublicmedia.org.